registered dietitian at Cornell Wellness. Today I'll be showing you how to make skillet gnocchi with Swiss chard and white beans. So the first thing I'm going to do is start by heating up some oil in both of my pans, about a tablespoon in each. And then I'm going to add gnocchi, and gnocchi, it's the Italian word for dumpling. So in this case, they're potatoes. And I'm going to start just by sauteing them around, and this is how I'm cooking them. So I'll just let them go for about 6 minutes until they're nice and plump and brown. In my second pan, I'll be sauteing some onion. So this takes a couple of minutes to cook, and like I said, just stirring around. So now I'm going to add in the garlic now that my onion has cooked for a couple of minutes. And I always like to add my garlic after the onion, just because garlic takes less time to cook. So I'll give this a good stir, and then just to help everything cook, I'm going to add some water. So now bring this to a boil and allow the onions and garlic to cook for about 4 to 6 minutes. So now that it's been a couple of minutes, you can see that the gnocchi started to turn a nice golden brown. So I'm just going to turn this off until the end of the recipe. And then coming back over to the onion and garlic, you can see that they're translucent, which is a good sign that they're cooked. So the next step is to add tomatoes. Here I'm using canned tomatoes because right now it's winter in the middle of Ithaca, fresh tomatoes aren't in season, so canned is a perfectly great alternative. And then I'm also going to add some canned cannellini beans because these are a really great white bean. They have a buttery flavor and can be great to any type of dish. And I've pre-rinsed these because canned beans have a lot of sodium added to them. Sodium acts as a preservative. So anytime you're cooking with canned beans, be sure to rinse them. And then I'm going to give this a good stir and bring this back up to a simmer. So now that you can see this has been simmering for a couple of minutes, I'm going to add some Swiss chard. I'm using Swiss chard today because this is what I had on hand, but any type of green will work, such as kale, spinach, or anything else. So Swiss chard, it's a nutritional powerhouse. It's high in calcium, many other vitamins and minerals, and can be a really great addition to any meal. So I'm going to give this a stir and cook it until it just starts to wilt a little bit. Now that the Swiss chard has been cooking for about 1 to 2 minutes, I'm going to add in the gnocchi and finish the dish. So give the gnocchi a good stir, and then the final touch will be to add in some cheese. So I'm using Parmesan, which is a really great addition to a food because it has sodium in it. So you may have noticed that there was no salt added to this recipe. The Parmesan does a good job of giving it that salty taste. And then also some part skim mozzarella to give it a little bit of creaminess. And then just stir this until the cheese is melted. And voila, we have a delicious skillet gnocchi with Swiss chard and white beans. The perfect weeknight.